Let's talk about taxes, obviously, because we were talking to the senator earlier yesterday, and there's going to be some butting heads in the conference committee. But I think the thing that people need to know is that the Texas House of Representatives wants to lower the state sales tax, which is the first time in history. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, our plan looks at taking that 6.2% that the state's portion and dropping that to about 5.95%, which would save every family in Texas about $172 plus or minus a year. You know, that puts everybody participating. It's a good plan. Everybody wins.
Well, and that also might drive some people in from bordering states to come over and spend a little money in Texas, and we always like that.
You know, those Tom Sawyer whitewash projects are always good.
Yeah, come over and help us with this. Now, obviously, it's going to face a fight in the Senate because they're more property tax-driven and business tax-driven, but I'm not going to say it caught the Senate by surprise, but this is certainly a deviation from the direction that they're going.
Very much so. You know, we had this concern from the beginning, as you and I talked before we even gaveled in for the first day, that our plans were going to be different and our budgets are different and our tax cuts are different. And, you know, if we focus on that property tax, we're going to be crippling our schools and our counties. And we really got to be careful about that. Like I said, the sales tax route that we're going in the House, it affects every Texan, and I think that's the better way to go.
Speak to me a little bit about that. You know, John Rainey, the other representative from here in Brazos County, only deals with one set of county commissioners and county officials. You, on the other hand, you've got a pretty full menu when it comes to that. Tell me what kind of feedback you've been getting from your cities and counties.
Well, let's just say all five county judges and 19, 20 commissioners have all called, and they kind of like our plan a little better too.
Sure. Well, but also going along with that is school districts, and I know that's certainly interesting because the governor basically came down and talked to some leadership in the House, and he's been a pretty hands-off governor at least since he started, but this was important when it came to funding for schools. Now, there's more money out there, but you're not going to be expanding the existing programs rather than extending like to a full day pre-K or expanding the eligibility of pre-K. So I think there are a lot of educators who probably are a little frustrated about that plan. Tell me how your educators are talking to you about this.
Well, I think we're going to attack education here soon. Chairman Aycock has got a plan. I think he's going to unveil that next week. On the pre-K, I mean, let's be real clear. The governor had five emergency action items: pre-K, border security, ethics reform, transportation, and higher ed. And the House tackled pre-K this week. HB4 had a little controversy, but it is one of the governor's emergency items. We passed it overwhelmingly. You know, some argue it doesn't do enough. Some think it does great. It is the governor's plan, and we have to close that gap at early childhood development, and this is a start. And hopefully there'll be some bills later on in the session that help it out. But it was very important to the governor, and I think Governor Abbott is correct. Pre-K is very important.
Well, again, your House district is really truly amazing because you have to deal with so many different situations all across the spectrum. I mean, it's fascinating. Also like to get your comments, though, because we're coming up on the 2-year anniversary of West, and I know that that's something that you have watched over very closely.
Absolutely. We laid out some bills this week, environmental reg, about the storage of ammonium nitrate. Obviously, I had a bill. I also laid out another bill in reference to 911 calls, so that volunteer and professional firemen, when that call goes out, the 911 system will say you are heading to a tier 2 facility, meaning they'll have over 10,000 pounds of certain chemicals, and that's going to help our volunteers and our regular firemen so they know exactly what kind of fire they're going to fight.
Sure, you don't want to go into something that's unknown. And I would recommend to people, if you haven't seen it, take that short drive up there. If you're headed to Dallas, for instance, what you see on the just from the interstate of West now, it is a city that has taken this disaster and really turned it into an opportunity to reinvent itself.
You know, they have done incredible. I have to take my hat off to Mayor Muschka every day. He and the city council and Commissioner Will Jones and County Judge, Scott Felton, the local folks have done everything. And they've got good engineers, good Aggies, Jed Walker, and they have rebounded well. They're moving fast. We have rebuilt faster than any disaster in U.S. history, and there's something to be said about that. those folks are love their community, and they put everything into it, and they have been here in Austin, and we're trying to help them any way we can, and we've been very successful.
Yeah, glad to see TEA, I think, gave them $10 million to help finish a plug the hole that they have.
From the school side, yes, and that's going to free up some more money to help the city finish everything they have on time and not go into any debt that they can't recover from.
What are the high points on your calendar between now and when we speak again next week?
Well, I mentioned A&M slightly, so we got to talk about HB 100 that passed yesterday, helping TRBs that is going to help A&M be able to issue about $850 million in bonds. And for all the buildings we got going and the students coming, that's a good thing for back home.
Well, it's two projects, too, I think they're able to. They weren't sure if they're going to be able to get two, but they did. So that's
Got to get them through the Senate and the whole process, but the House is taking the lead and taking charge, so I'm proud of what we're doing over on the House side.
Kyle Cassell joins us most every Friday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Kyle.
Scott, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.